Intermediate Listening Test 9 Part 3 Tape Script 22 China and India.
But in India, young risk takers are not dismayed. Tarun Thadani, still only 22, is so confident that he cut short studies in America to create this business in Mumbai, making fashion accessories. He insists India can beat China by combining cheap labor with design skills too. Innovation, not imitation.
We never copy directly. We spend so much time, consistently trying to make new products, you know, new designs, new things out there, finding new trends, you know, just keep developing in new styles.
And big picture India? Well, that stress on skills drives heavy industry too. Here at Mukan Steel, they can't compete with China's bulk, bog-standard production. Instead, they make only high-value specialist steels, meeting Europe's most exacting standards.
This is an area of heavy industry where India sees opportunities for massive growth over the next 10 or 15 years, and where the Indians are convinced they have a huge edge over China.
You can see more of India's potential strengths at the cinema, too. Freedom for its people, freedom of expression, and in politics. Tarun thrives on ideas, and at the cinema, he can choose between India's best Bollywood films and anything else from around the world. Could democracy prove a winner? In stark contrast, for Billy Wang, the Shanghai shoemaker, for all China's people, freedom is heavily restricted. Film, newspapers, the internet, all strictly controlled. Any dissent is punished harshly, but if a growing middle class demands freedom to match rising wealth, then China will hit real trouble. For now, India may look antiquated, often chaotic, but the race to the top of the world is far from over.
No question about it, India too is a great nation on the move. For now, India may lag behind China, but most Indians I've spoken to are convinced that their democracy gives them the freedom to decide much of their own future for themselves. And it could prove in the coming years to give them a winning edge.